Here's a ghost story for you. We were eight miners for the Thompson Company, digging coal for power plants there in eastern Tennessee. Then one day a wall came crashing down, all but one of us was free. We found each other in the dust of Lucky Seven when we could see. Ron wasn't so lucky. Heard the muffled moans of Ron Bowes behind that wall of stone. We dug day and night but couldn't save him, for that we must atone. With his dying breath he cursed God and the seven who left him there. See, a frightened man can understand that we tried, he was unaware that we cared. So tunnel number two became his tomb. His ghost doesn't bide in time. 10 years later on Hallow's Eve, through those tons of rock it climbed. True to his curse, it returned to haunt and collect its flesh in pounds. Sought out every man who left him, the ghost did make his rounds, till every man it found. Ronbo's ghost had always been on each of those men's minds. Lying in the dark and all alone, revenge was its design. Fear and anger fueled its plan. Not one of us was spared. A ghost can't be made to understand. Part of us that died down there. Long Reed was struck down in Mexico, choked on a worm he swallowed on a bed. And with his last breath he saw Gold's ghost sitting on his chest. Doc Deer slipped on some black ice, smashed his head on a winter's day. Bo's ghost gave him a little push and watched him slip away. Nothing more to say. Larry Talbot was attacked by a wolf that had escaped from a zoo. Seems the ghost unlocked the cage, not fed for days, nothing he could do. Bobby Moore got crushed by a loaded sheet of rock that broke loose and fell off a truck. Once it buried him and at life's end, Bo's ghost yelled, "Duck!" No such luck. Ron Deadhead took a killing jolt from an old amp in his room. Bo's ghost got through the cords, straightened his curly hair, sent him to his doom. Big Mike Olsen drowned while getting stuck in a flawed car wash machine. And Bo's ghost chuckled when he died, marveled that it looked so clean. Coat of wax in between. Ronbo's ghost had always been on each much of those men's minds. Dying in the dark and all alone, revenge was its design. Fear and anger fueled its plan, not one of us was spared. A ghost can't be made to understand, part of us that died down there. Now I'm the last one left to tell the tale of Rambo's revenge. I think the ghost had it planned so it would work out like this in the end. Now I lie instead in a coffin first rate with his blood on my hands. As Bo's ghost driven by hate takes the last man who stands. Ghost justice demands.